Okay, good morning, Rabosai. Just one ha'ara about the last shiur, which is that the pshat, I don't know if anyone got a chance to look at everything in the brackets. I know there were quite a few things. The pshat that I said in the Gemara, the fancier pshat that I said in the Gemara last shiur, which is that the father serves as an igloi milsa, that the shliach can work independently, I actually found in the Or Sameach in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, that I have here on the, in brackets of the Makor sheet. So now we have a Makor for that Mechudesh Pshat. I probably just remembered it from many decades ago from seeing it in the Or Sameach. And then after Shiur, I looked around a little more and realized that it was in the Or Sameach. Okay. Morty asked us last Shiur, before we abandoned Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Morty asked us, he says, what do you mean the Av is a shliach to be mekabel the get for Bito Ketana Baal Karcha? The Av is not a shliach. The Av is a baldover. He is not a shliach who is accepting a get on behalf of the mishaleach, the daughter against her will. Rather, he's the baldover. He's in charge. And he is receiving the get midas in accordance with his will. After all, as biti nafsati la ish hazeh, the pasuk says, I know that's talking about kiddushin, not about gerushin. Father says, I gave my daughter. That doesn't sound like he's talking about shlichas. That sounds like he's in charge of the family. A stranger is a shliach. But maybe a father is not exactly a shliach. And if he's not a shliach, then he's not bal karcha. Okay, this is a question that bothers all the Rishonim. The reason this question bothers all the Rishonim is because of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Hey. The Gemara says twice in Kiddushin Daf Hey, once on Amud Aleph and once on Amud Bet. The Gemara says that Kiddushin, we do not find Kiddushe Kesef Baal Karcha. There's no such thing as Kiddushin against her will. Right over here it says, Shekin Yeshna Bal Karcha, Ashtar and Bia, we find Bal Karcha in various contexts, but Kesef, Be'iosh, Be'ishot, Mihu, Halo, Ashkan. There's no such thing as Kiddushe Kesef Bal Karcha. On Amud Bet, the Gemara says the Gemara says the same thing. Kesef mia beishot lo ashkechan ba'al karcha. We never find kiddushe kesef ba'al karcha. So everyone says, what do you mean we never find kiddushe kesef ba'al karcha? What about the fact that the father is mekadesh his daughter in kiddushe kesef against her will? So we see from this obviously that when the father does it, even though he doesn't ask the daughter's permission and she may or may not agree, that's not called ba'al karcha. That's called midat. Why? Because it's midat the av, and the av is the av is the one in charge. So here we have a Tosos. Interestingly, Tosos demasal shkin av mekabel get libido kabel karcha skips straight to the answer without telling us what the question is. Okay, it's a bit of a non-standard Tosos. He just like it's almost like oh, he's just making a ha'ara. Vafila bal karcha shel av mitkareshet etc. Chenata bal karcha without necessarily explaining why he has to make this interesting comment on the Gemara. But if you look in Tosfos of Kedusha Daf Hey, it is more obvious, excuse me, it is more obvious that he's concerned with the stira between Kedusha Daf Hey and Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. So let's just see if we can put that on the board. One second. If here we have, Gittin Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which says that the Av equals Al Karcha. And here we have Kiddushin. Daf Hey Amad Aleph, the Hey Amad Beis, which says that it doesn't say anything about the Av particularly, but it says there is no such thing as Baal Karcha, implying that the Kiddushin Ali Day the Av is considered Midas. So how do we resolve this? So one way to resolve this is Tosos. Tosos says we're talking about what does Tosos say? Tosos says Av is considered Midas because Das Ha'av is considered Das. And therefore, the father can only kaddish his daughter by his will, which is midas. And there's no stira to gittin, because in gittin, das ha'av also equals das. But, the av is mekabel the get. Bal karcho, the Av, right? Our Gemara does not mean like everyone else in the world thinks our Gemara means. Everyone else in the world thinks our Gemara means by Balkarcha of the girl. After all, that's the grammar, Balkarcha in feminine, Balkarcha of the girl. As Tosfos, he says, well, it's not really just Balkarcha of the girl, and this echoes one day that Tosfos had, his first answer for a different stira in Kiddushin Daf Hey, the relationship between Ama Ivria and
for a few hours.
I'm back.
And I understand.
The relationship between Ama Ivria at Yir of Ama Ivria and Kedushin. I apologize. Review this again. Here we have. One second. Al Yedei Ha'av. Hopefully, I will not lose my connectivity again. We have Kitten Chaf Aleph, which says that it's considered Baal Karcha. We have Kiddushin. Daf Hey Amad Aleph to Hey Amad Beis, which says that it is considered Midas. The first answer is implied by Tosas here. Tosas not, he doesn't really tell you much, but obviously he's trying to answer this question. And he said, we are not talking about Das of the girl or Baal Karcha of the girl, but rather this is Kiddushin is Midas Av, and Gerushin is Baal Karcha Av, and therefore there is no stira. It's because Kiddushin always needs the woman or the woman's side to agree, and Gerushin never needs the woman or the woman's side to agree. So that's Tosos rereads our sugya. I know it says the word Baal Karcha, which is referring to the girl in the feminine, but he adds, Bafila Baal Karcha Shalav, it really means Lav Dafka Baal Karcha, it means more Baal Karcha of the Av. This is a rereading of our sugya, because now it's not similar, not parallel to what's been going on until now in our sugya, which is that we've been talking about the, we've been talking about the Das of the girl. However, that is not the only answer. The Me'iri gives a much simpler answer. Simpler if you're willing to go out on a limb a little bit, says the Me'iri. He says that our Gemara is wrong. After all, what do you mean our Gemara is wrong? After all, our Gemara is now defending Abaye. This line is defending Abaye against the attack of Rav Shimon bar Ashi. And we don't paskin like Abaye, we paskin like Rava. So he says, very, very, very pashut. He says that over here, it is considered Midas Ha'av equals Das. Over here it is. Over here it is. We learned from Kedushin that Midas Ha'av is considered Das. Why? Because the Av is Bimkoma. The Av's Das counts as Das. And in Gittin, we say that Gerish Nal Yadei Ha'av is considered Midata. Midas Ha'av equals, or let me say that a little better. He says, we reject this Gemara. And says, it is not called Bal Karcha. What is the Meiri saying? He's saying, we don't pass like this Gemara in the end. This Gemara was only what the Gemara thought at first. Rather, what Rabbi thought in our Gemara. but really, if the Av does it, that's considered Midas. Because the Av is Bimkoma. The Av is in charge. His Das is considered Das. Another answer is found in the Ramban and Ritva here. So the Meiri says there's no stira. In both cases, it's not called Bal Karcha if the Av does it, and we reject this line in our Gemara. Tulsa says there's no stira. In both cases, if the Av agrees, it's called Das. However, Gerushin works even if the Av doesn't agree. The Ramban and Ritva make a chiluk between Gerushin and Kiddushin. What do the Ramban and Ritva say? They say there's a difference in Gerushin and Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, the girl can't do it herself. A, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in Kiddush Afim Gimel and Beis, even if she's a Nara, she can't be Mekadosh herself. B, if she's a Ketana, she certainly can't be Mekadosh herself because she has no Das, and you need Das. But in Gerushin, we pass like the Chachamim in Gittin Daf Samach Dalid, that she can receive her own get. Therefore, what do the Ramban and Ritva say? They say like this, in Kiddushin, where she can't be Mekadosh herself, in Kiddushin, because she can't do it herself, therefore we say the Av is in charge. The Av is in charge, so therefore Midas Ha'av is called Da'as and not Bal Karcha. But in Gerushin, where because she can do it herself, therefore we say the Av is a mere Shliach. The Torah appointed the Av a Shliach. And therefore, even if it's Midas Ha'av, that's called Bal Karcha. Midas Ha'av is called Bal Karcha because he's merely her shliach and he's doing it against her will. Okay, I thought possibly based on Tosos in Kiddushin, you could say a fourth answer here, which I haven't found in the Rishonim here. Tosos in Kiddushin, 1 second. Okay, I got my electricity back, so now hopefully you can see me a little better. 1 second. Let me just fix my screen here. Okay. Sorry, I'm just setting myself up. Okay, now you can see me. Tosos in Kiddushin asks, how come the father selling her as an Amev Riyah is called Bal Karcha, while Kiddushin is considered Midaitis? First answer is that, no, it means Yir of Amev Riyah is Bal Karcha, because you don't need the father's permission. Parallel to what Tosos says here. His second answer is that selling her as an Amev Riyah is called Bal Karcha, because she doesn't want to be sold as a... Okay, perhaps, apologize again for the loss of connectivity. I hope that will not happen again. If anyone cannot hear me, please do something drastic. But in any case, I thought you could say perhaps a fourth answer. One second.
Can I ask a question about the Ramban and the Ritva?
Yes, please.
What would the Ramban and the Ritva hold with respect to what Tosfos says in Gittin, in our sugya, that you can give the get to the Av Bal Korcha of the Av?
I think they would agree. But they would just say that's not what's being discussed here. That's what I think.
Since they say that Bal Korcha means that Bal Korcha means that since the girl can accept it herself, that's why it's called Bal Korcha the Av. In other words, they're explaining the Gemara very differently than Tosfos. Maybe they're cholik on Tosfos.
The truth is, it could be. The truth is, I don't know. I'll you're right. I'll say I don't know. I don't have any evidence. I'm not sure how to prove it. Fair. I'm Oda. I'm not sure how to prove it, so I don't know. Okay, let me just point out, I thought you could say a fourth answer, which I haven't found in the Rishonin, but based on Al-P, the second answer in Tosfos, in Kiddushin, you could say that, what does Tosfos could you say in the second answer? Selling her is not considered midas because she doesn't want to be sold. But marrying her off is considered midas because she wants to be married. Tov meisav tando, everyone wants to get married. So you could say the same thing here. You could say that a get al yedei ha'av is called bal karcha because it's bad for her. People don't want to be divorced. But kiddushin al yedei ha'av is called midaita because it's good for her to be married because everyone wants to be married. So basically, I have four answers before we dig a little deeper in answering the stira. How come over here when the father does it without checking with her, it is called bal karcha? But in kiddushin, when the father does it without asking her permission, it's called... Answer one is Tosfos. When the father does it of his own free will, it's called Das, that's Kiddushim. When the father does it against the father's will, also it's called Bal Karcha, that's here. Second answer is the Me'iri. In all cases, when the father does it of his own free will, it's called Das, and we reject the Gemara here. Third answer, Ramban and Ritva. In Kiddushim, the father is the boss. Therefore, when he does it of his own free will, it's called Das. In Gerushim, the father is merely a shliach of the girl, because she could do it herself. The father's not the boss. The father's just her helper. And therefore, when he does it against her will, it's called Bal Karcha. Fourth answer, which was based on Tosfos over there, but I haven't found explicitly about our sugya, is that since Gerushin is bad for her, when the father does it against her will, she would not agree. So it's considered Bal Karcha. Kiddushin, even if he didn't ask her, Mistama, she would agree. And therefore, it's considered Midata. Okay, this is...
According to the fourth answer, we don't assume that regarding Yibum. We said that Yibum is Bal Karcha.
Yibam is Baal Karcha. Yeah, but Yibam is Baal Karcha. There, no one's doing it on her behalf. If no one does it on her behalf, we can't ask whether she would. Actually, it's an interesting question. Yibam is called Baal Karcha in the Shakla Tari there, even though Lachor she would be happy because women are happy to be married in Tumble Mesa of Tundu. Okay, I think I'll come back to this in a second. I might say no. It's called Midata because Mistama, the father's looking out for her and doing something she would want him to do, and it's his job to figure out what she wants to do and help her. Maybe that's not true of Yibam. It could have a kasha on me, although then it's a kasha on Tosos, because you're asking a kasha from Kiddushin. It could be that what Tosos means in Kiddushin is that, give me a second, is that, I think this is what he says. He says this. He says, Yibum is Balkarcha even when she's an adult. That's called Balkarcha, because when she's an adult, she can make her own decision and she doesn't want it. But Kiddushin and Gerushin through the father are only when she's little. When she's little, then we make assumptions about what she wants, because she doesn't know enough to want on her own. Okay, so Tosfos does address that. Now, this is part of a broader question. Let's just point out that broader question, which is, what's the Av's role in Gittin and Kiddushin? Why does the Av, when it comes to Gittin and Kiddushin, he's in charge of, he does Kiddushin for his daughter, and he does Gerushin for his daughter until she grows up? And there are two ways of understanding the role of the Av. What is the role of the Av? Let's give it a second here. Let's ask, what's the role of the Av in Gerushin? Right, because that's where the learning cycle is getting. Let us start from there. Tafkid Ha'av in Gerushin. One way of understanding is that he is the Baldover, right? That's what the Eber calls Bimkoma Kai. He's in charge. He's in charge of his family. He is the Baldover. She is just like, for an adult, I'm the Baldover, and I'm also the one getting married. For a father and a daughter, she's the one getting married, but he's the Baldover. He's in charge of his family, just like he could do Ishas for Gerushin and Kedushin for himself. He could do Ishas, Gerushin and Kedushin for his daughter, because he is in charge. He is the Baitlam of the family. The other option is that no, he is merely a shliach, right? Because she can't take care of these things on her own. So the Torah appointed the father a shliach to act on her behalf. So is he acting on his own behalf, or is he acting on her behalf? Is a very valid hakira about the fact that the Torah gave the father power when it comes to Gerushin and the Kiddushin. And at least let's stick with Gerushin for now. There are many potential nafkaminas. Obviously, you could explain these in other ways if you wish, but certainly, lechora, these are nafkaminas. The first question is, the basic question comes down to how to understand the Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara. The Mishnah brings down a machloksi in the Chachamim in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that only the father could receive a get, not her. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. Nara morasa hiva avia mekablen eskita. She could receive the get, or he could receive the get. Either one could receive the get. What's the svar of the Chachamim? We're going to stick to the Chachamim for now. But my kami palgi says the Gemara, Rabbanan sovri yada yisersa zachi larachmana. Rabbanan holds that she got an extra yad, a zachos of an extra yad. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is, what is the extra yad? Whose yad is the extra yad here on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis? Is her father's yad the extra yad and she's the main person? Or her father's the main person and her yad is the extra yad? How do you explain the sheet of the Chachamim that either one could receive a get? So, what are the nafkaminas of this chakira? So, number one is, if we're talking about the shita of the Chachamim on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, which we hold like, who is the Yada Yeterta? Who is this extra Yad? So, Tosus there brings down a machlokas who the extra Yad is. He thinks that the machlokas between Rashi in Gittin, and when he changed his mind and Tosus agrees with him, Rashi in Kiddushin. But it's a big machlokas Rishonim there. You could go through all the Rishonim in Gittin Daf Samach Dalet and find them. We're not going to list everyone. But what would you think? If the Av is a Baldover, then why can they both receive the get? That's what Tosos attributes to Rashi here. So then, her yad is extra. The father's yad is the Iker. He's the Baldover. It's his family. He's the Baldover. But there's an extra yad. There's a chus that she can also do it in addition to her father. It's a little funny. She's the one getting divorced. But her yad is the extra yad. Yeah, the father's the main yad. But Tosos in the end prefers the formulation that no, the father's yad is Yeterta. The father's yad is extra. So Tosus there quotes, and basically a lot of things flow from this. Tosus here quotes that it's the father's yad who is extra. And that's what Tosus in Afsanot Elam Beis, that's his maskana there, based on Rashi in Kiddushin. So again, this is basically a nice way of saying the Chakira. Whose yad is the main yad and whose yad is the extra yad? Is that the father's the bailam? But she can also receive a get because there's an extra yad of hers. Or that she's the bailam. Just the father can also receive a get because there's an extra yad of the father's who acts as her shliach. And Tosos brings a naftamina from that. From this, Tosos thinks that this determines this other naftamina. You don't have to agree. But what about a kitana sheyesh la av? The Mishnah says, nara ma'orasa hiva viha mekablin es gita. A nara ma'orasa can receive her own get. Again, we're past like the racham, and we're not getting into the lumdus of Rabbi Yehuda, whose lumdus might seem to be clearly giving the father the bailus. Right? Is it davka anara or even a kitana? That is the machlokes between Rashi and Gittin and Rashi and Kedushin that Toso started analyzing there in Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis. Toso says it depends on this. If her yad is the ikra and the father's is extra, then you would say whether she's a katana or a nara, she can receive her own get. She's the ikra. The father's just a shliach. So whether she's a katana or a nara, she can receive her own get because she's the ikker. The fact that the father's a shliach doesn't change the fact she's the ikker. And we know that a katana, at the very least an older katana, is old enough to understand buying and selling, etc., can receive her own get. And that is the opinion of Rashi in Kedushin and Tosas there. However, Rashi in Gittin and many other Rishonim say, no, only a nara can receive her own get. A katana who has a father cannot receive her own get. So can't. Receive a get. Why not? This makes sense. If the father is the ikker and she's just the extra yad, the reason the Chachamim say that she can receive her own get is because she's just the helper of the father, then it could be if she's maybe she's like a shliach of the father to receive the get. It's a little funny. She's the one getting divorced, but the father's the bailam. She's just a shliach of him to receive the get. And therefore, it could be that if she is a Nara, she can help her father receive the get. Because a Nara is already a legal persona and has da'as to be a shliach. I know the Gemara doesn't exactly say she's a shliach in the Gemara earlier in the Seches, in the Seches Kiddushin in the second parak there. But if she's a Nara, she can help her father receive the get. Maybe a katana cannot act on behalf of someone else. And since it's the father's bailus and not her bailus, a katana can't receive the get. So that's how Tosos analyzed it. Tosos basically clears this chakira, whose yad is extra, whose yad is the main yad, who's the real bailim, and who is the helper according to the chachamim, and says if the father's the bailim and she's the helper, then only a nara could be a helper. A katana can't be a helper. If she's the bailim and the father's the helper, then whether she's a nara or a katana, she's the bailim. Of course she can receive her own get. And the chidushim, Miksav Yad, whoever they actually are, without getting into politics here, or really not politics, just scholarship here, as the who wrote the Ritva or the various Ritvas on Gittin, most people think that the Mosada Rav Kook thinks that the thing they called Kiddush Miksav Yad is the real Ritva, and the second part of the book is written by Rabbeinu Kreskes, a contemporary of the Ritva. Most people think what they call Rabbeinu Kreskes is the real Ritva. The Chidushim Ksav Yad are just by an anonymous Rishon, but whoever they are, these Chidushim Ksav Yad that are published by Mosada Rav Kook in the first half of the Ritva in Gittin, that may or may not be the Ritva, wants to be told another Machlokes, which many Rishonim might view more technically on this Chakira. The following Machlokes, the same mission that Sound Thalon Rebbe says, Kol Shein Yichol Lishmorz Gita and Yichol Lehis Garish. Any girl who is small, so small that you can't, she can't guard her get. She doesn't understand that the get is a document of divorce and that now she's divorced and the legal implications cannot be divorced. Why not? You don't need das to divorce a woman. Again, this is pre-Rabbeinu Gershom. Mida Oraisa, Midina de Gemara. A man can divorce his wife against her will. Yes, she doesn't need das, but she needs to understand that she's being divorced, right? Vishilcha mi beso. Lema'it mishalcha ve'inu chozeres. You need to have the chasav la gate sefer krisos v'nasav yada v'shilcha v'beis ol v'yotza, right? She needs to understand that she's no longer married. If she's so little that she doesn't understand that she's no longer married, then the get is invalid. So the big machlokes Rishonim is, what if she has a father? Let's say she is very little. She is 2 years old. Clearly does not understand being divorced. But you give the get to her father. Is that valid? Because now it's Meshalcha B'Chozeres. You gave the get to the father, and now the father will bring her home and understand that, I mean, maybe she never even left home. It could be through Eversen, but whatever the case is, the father will understand on her behalf that she's no longer married. Or no, since she doesn't understand, it's no good. Meaning, does she have to understand that she's divorced, or is it good enough the father understands that she's divorced? This is a big machlokes Rishonim without listing all the shitas. But what this Chidushim Iksav Yadam Yuchasim L'Ritva says is, he brings a machlokes in Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Rashi says it doesn't help to give it to the father. And the Ramah says it does help to give it to the father. Why? And he ties it into this Chakira. He says that Yad Aviyah, Lomishim Yad is Rabbi. Ella Ihi Rishus Aviyah Kaima. Yad Aviyah Iker. It depends which Yad is Iker. What does he say? If the father's Yad is Iker, what's the case of a Kitana? She'ena yoda'as lishmor esgita, a ketana who doesn't understand to guard the get. Again, what do you mean by doesn't understand to guard the get? If she doesn't understand this get is a relevant piece of paper that makes her divorced, then she doesn't understand that it's divorcing her. That's called meshalcha v'chozeres. She would come back home. So what about this case of a ketana who doesn't understand how to guard her get? What about this case of a ketana who doesn't understand how to guard her get? So once she says the Yad Ramah, she can be divorced to her father. Misgareshes al yidei aviha. Why? Because her father. Oh, sorry. I did this backwards. I apologize. One second. I think we have, someone should have pointed this out to me. I hope anyone's hearing me. I hope our connectivity is good. Just this one. Okay. Says this, Yad Ramah, she is misgareshes al yidei aviha. Why? Because it doesn't matter if she understands that she's divorced. It matters that her father understands that she's divorced because the father is Iker. As he says, Yad Aviya Iker, I b'shus Aviya Kaima. She is under the shus of her father's the Bailam here. So if her father understands, that's good enough. But Rashi thinks differently. Maybe it's a little hard to match the which Rashi matches with which Shita, if Rashi might have changed his mind about this Chakira. But here you would say that Eina Misgareshes al yidei aviha. It's obviously she can't be divorced by herself, but even al yidei aviha, she can't misgareshes. Why? Because the father's the shliach. She's the one who's doing the chalos. She's the one who's getting divorced. And the father's merely her shliach. So if she doesn't understand what's going on, who cares if the shliach knew what they were doing? The person, the bailam needs to understand what's going on. So it could be.
If you're still on your cell phone, could I suggest you stop and move?
Yes, I'm going to try to change to my Ethernet now. I might lose you because I don't know if my Ethernet works. Let's give it a try. I'm now on my Ethernet. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Let's hope that this lasts. Okay, Ketzer, we have this Chakira all surrounding this sort of magic words in Daf Samach Aleph Beis, Yad Yaseira Zachi L'Rachmana. There's an extra hand, but the Gemara doesn't tell us which hand is extra, which hand is the main hand. Again, one derech say the father's the bailam. Again, could you say some of these nafkaminas against this miyuchasim l'ritva do not depend on this chakira? They're mere technical, local issues. You could. But if you wanted to view them as something more fundamental, what would you say? You would say that one possibility is her yad is the extra yad. Yes, she can help her father divorce her, but he's the bailam, in which case maybe she can only help her father if she is a nara, not if she's a ketana. And since the father's the Iker, even if she's 2 years old, if the father receives the get, that's good enough, because the Bailam understands the Chalos. The other possibility is like the Lashon of our Gemara, the father is merely a shliach. She is the Bayim over herself. However, the Torah appointed the father the shliach. We know that the parents often do things b'shlichus their kids without asking their kids permission. That's part of how society works. And the father's yad is extra, in which case she should be able to receive her own get, whether she's a ketana or an ara, because she's the bailam. The father's just a helper. And if she's 2 years old, she should not be able to be divorced through the father, because even though the father understands what's going on, she's the one engaging in the transaction, and she does not understand what's going on. Okay, so that is a hakira about the father accepting the get on behalf of his daughter. Isaac, is that a hand?
Yes. Probably Tosfot understand the that Chedushim Ichtav Yad's Chakira as just something very technical, because the two adjacent Tosfots on Samach Talam and Viz would take the opposite sides of that Chakira.
Correct.
The first Tosfot
correct.
Says they yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I think most Rishonim would understand that Miuchas and L'Ritva Yad Ramaz Nafkamina is not really Nafkamina, is more of just technicality. I agree. Because Tosos takes the opinion that the father's yad is extra, and yet the very, very next Tosos, his maskana is which way is the maskana of Tosos? That she can be divorced through her father. So he would say that's more technical. She can be divorced through her father because her father will explain it to her and keep an eye on things. And it is more of a technical point. I agree. Now, this should underlie what's going on in our sugya. Let's just tie this in to our sugya. One second. Let me give myself another board here. If here we said Kabbalas get al yidei ha'av, and our chakira is what is the av? Is the av a baldover, or the av is a shliach? That should have to do with our sugya. What does our sugya say? A, our sugya says the av is a shliach. Our sugya says quite explicitly av is a shliach. Well, the Or Sameach wants to deny this. He says the sugya doesn't actually say the av is a shliach. It's just showing that someone can independently receive a get to divorce a woman. But it at least seems like our sugya is saying that the av is a shliach. And our sugya is saying that when the av receives the get without asking her, it's called bal karcha of the wife. So here you would say, if the av is a shliach, you would say, how about our sugya? If the av is merely shliach, you'd say, how about our sugya? You would say, our sugya is nicha in two ways. In what two ways is it nicha? One, the av is equated to a shliach, right? It says shliach lekabbalah and then brings in the av. And B, it's called bal karcha. Why is it called bal karcha? Because regardless of what the av thinks, it's bal karcha of the baldover, because the baldover is the girl. Right, it's called bal karcha because the baldover is the bas, and the bas didn't agree. What if you would say, no, the av is really the baldover, or her hand is the extra hand? Then you would say, like the me'iri. Then you would just say, like the me'iri, that says that this line in our sugya is rejected. This line in our sugya is rejected. And really, the av is bimkoma. He's the baldover. And therefore, the Av is not a shliach. You shouldn't compare the Av to the shliach. If the Av receives it, you should not call it against her will, because who cares about her will? We care about his will. And the Av is really Baldur, and he rejects our sukya. Let's just take this one step further, which is, what do you do with the Gemara in Kiddushin then? What do you do with the Gemara in Kiddushin? The Gemara in Kiddushin says that there is never shlichus baal karcha. The Gemara in Kiddushin implies that when the Av marries off his daughter, that's called das. Why is it called das? Because he's the Bailim. So what do you do with, let's just take this for a second. If you take this approach, then what do you do with the Gemara in Kiddushin? And here we're just going to chaz, we had on the board there. Then the Gemara in Kiddushin is Nicha. It's not Bal Karcha, because the Av is, for the Me'iri it's fine, is the Bal Dover. But what if you hold the girl is the Bal Dover? Then how do you explain this Gemara in Kiddushin? So we have, we have three more possibilities, but one is, that's from elephant base. one is what I said based on Tosos and Kiddushin, which I didn't find explicitly Rishonim here, right? I think this is called Pshat 2 over there. I think this is called Pshat 4 over there. You could say, based on Tosos and Kiddushin, that even though the Av is the Shliach, Kiddushin is not called Bal Karcha, because we assume she would want to marry a chassan that her father picked for her. She's just too little to know on her own, right? So you could say that Gemara in Kiddushin says it's not Bal Karcha, that we assume that the girl would agree to the chassan the father picked for her. So you could say, no, she's really the ikker. The father is merely a shliach. Oh, if the father is merely a shliach, and yet he marries her off without checking with her, doesn't that prove there's such thing as Bal Karcha? No, there's no such thing as Bal Karcha. The father marries her off to someone without checking, but we assume she would agree. She's just too little to make a decision on her own. After all, why wouldn't she agree to a chassan her father picked? Everyone wants to get married. Or you could say, like the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ramban and the Ritva say there's a fundamental distinction between Gittin and Kiddushin. Here, the Ramban and the Ritva have a fundamental Lumdish distinction here. Maybe the Av's role in Gittin and the Av's role in Kiddushin don't have to be equated. Not like I want to say my Pshat 4. The Av's role is the same. It's just like, is she happy? Is she unhappy? Women are happy to get married, unhappy to get divorced. Certainly in those days of Tav Lemesiv Tundu, Milamesiv Armalu, etc. But maybe you could say, no, there is a fundamental chiluk between Gerushin and Kiddushin. What are they saying? That in Kiddushin, the Av is the Baldover. In Gerushin, the Av is merely a shliach. In this fundamental hakira, there are tzvei dinim. In Gerushin, the Av is a shliach. Why is the Av a shliach? Because the woman could divorce herself. She has the ikar yad. The Av is just another option. But in Kiddushin, the Av is the baldover. She can't be mekadosh herself. How could we say he's her shliach if she can't even do it herself? I mean, you could say it's a special rule. But then in Kiddushin, the Av's in charge. And why? Because in Kiddushin, this actually makes a lot of sense. In Kiddushin, the Torah says, Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh. You could say Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh means he was the shliach, but the simple pshat, Esbiti nasati l'ishazeh, sounds like he's the Bailam. He can give to whoever he wants. Esbiti nasati, he's the Bailam. But by Gerushin, what do we say? We say V'yotza v'haisa. That because the father can do Kiddushin, he can also do Gerushin. Because he can do the Mekadosh's daughter, he can also receive a get for his daughter. That doesn't necessarily prove that it is for the exact same reason. Maybe the father can Mekadosh his daughter because he's the Bal Dover, but he can only receive a get for his daughter as a Shliach for her. And why might I have the chutzpah to suggest that why might I have the chutzpah to suggest that there is a difference if there's a hekesh v'yotzav ha'isa? Why might I have the chutzpah to suggest that there's a difference in the longness of how it works by kedushin, how it works by gerushin? Because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in the second parak of kedushin, daf and gimel and beis, daf and dalam and aleph. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue. Would the Chachamim say either one of them can receive the get, also say either one, the father or daughter, can do Kiddushin? And Rish Lakish says yes. And Rabbi Yochanan says there's a difference in Gerushin and Kiddushin. And in the bottom of the Dalam and Aleph Kiddushin, you have a poignant even story. What does the story say? The story says, the Amar Chavrusa Kulak Rabbi Yochanan, it was in the base Medrash, and everyone agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. But Savach Rabbi Shlakish Kikruchya V'yatzav Ha'isa, the Leka the Ashkech Bey. Rabbi Shlakish is screaming like a banshee, V'yatzav Ha'isa, V'yatzav Ha'isa. Rabbi Shlakish says you must equate the father's role in Gerushin and Kedushin. V'yatzav Ha'isa, the Leka the Ashkech Bey. And no one listened to Rabbi Shlakish. Everyone ganged up on him and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it was a sad day for Rabbi Shlakish. Mistama, he managed some to go on somehow and continue with his life. But the what do we see here? That Rish Lakish said, V'yotzav Ha'isa, so you have to equate the role of the Av and the relationship between the father and daughter in Gerushin and Kiddushin. And no one listened to him. They all listened to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, no, V'yotzav Ha'isa means in some ways there is a similarity. But it does not mean that there is an equation, just some sort of external similarity. It's not a lumdish equation. It's merely a drasha. There's a drasha of V'yatzav Ha'isa. The father can receive the Kiddushin money. The father can receive the get. But that doesn't make him an equation. We don't listen to Rish Lakish, who is Savach Kikruchi of V'yatzav Ha'isa all day long. Rather, we say, no, Kiddushin works one way, Gerushin learns another way. It's just a technical limud. It's not a lumdish equation. And I think that where the Rit for the Ramban coming from, they don't tell us, but they're clearly coming from that story in the bottom of the Dalam and Aleph in Kiddushin, where Rish Lakish said, V'yatzav Ha'isa, it has to be an exact equation. And no one listening to him says, no, it's just a technical lima that there's some similarity. It's not an exact equation. And that's what the Ritva and the Ramban are saying. In Kiddushin, the Av's role is a baldover. In Gerushin, the Av's role is a shaliach. Okay, why might that be? It might be because in Kiddushin, she can't do it herself. So the Torah just says, the father, it's his business. Well, in Gerushin, she can do it herself. So the Torah says the father could be involved, but it's not her business. You know, it could be in Kiddushin, she's still single, so the father is more of a baldover. In Gerushin, when she's already with someone else, the father is less of a baldover, but he's still involved. But for some reason, in Gerushin, the father's involved. In Kiddushin, he's the baldover. So we then have three different ways of looking at the relationship between the father and the daughter. One is the Me'iri, says, ignore our Gemara and Gittin, it's all wrong, it's a bayez, narishkeit, the father's not a shliach, the father's not acting against anyone's will. The father is the will, and he's the baldover. Another approach, the father is a pure shliach. The father is a pure shliach. He is merely representing the daughter. In Kiddushin, he's representing the daughter, and she would agree, so we call that midata. In Gerushin, he's representing the daughter, and she wouldn't agree, so we call it ba'al korcha. Or the Ramban and the Ritva make a fundamental distinction in Kiddushin and Gerushin. Let me just point out, I forgot to point out another nafkamina here in the previous board, which is, this is also a machlokes that could be very technical, but the Trumas Hadeshin I put in brackets makes it fundamental and ties it into that same machlokes about Yad Yaseira. Basically, anyone who wants to make a lumdish nafkamina and claim something's not technical, it's a lumdish nafkamina in terms of the role of the father, just ties into the Yad Yaseira, which is, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim in Kiddushin. What if you write a shtar Kiddushin and give it to the father? What do you write on that shtar? Do you write Hare At Mikudeshesli or Hare Bitcha Mikudeshesli? Okay. How about in that? There's a Gemara, there's what to base yourself off, etc. How about in Gerushin? What if you give the get to the father? Do you write on it Hare At Muteres Chol Adam? Or do you write Hare Bitcha Muteres Chol Adam? Meaning, who do you address the shtar to? That could be a very technical question. Could be a technical question. Do you address a shtar to the person it has an effect on, or to the person who is standing next to you? Meaning, that can be a question of all shliach. If I make you a shliach to sell it to buy a field, how do you write the shtar? Do you write, I am selling you the field, or do you write, I am selling Bednar's the field? But the Trumas Hadeshin says this is a fundamental chakira. How about the Lashon of the get. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. He says, well, if the father's a Baldover, you say, Hare Bitcha Muteres Lechol Adam. But if the father is merely the Shliach, then you're right, Hare At Muteres Lechol Adam. Right? If the father's just a Shliach, but the Chalos is with the girl, so you're right, Hare At. If the father's the Baldover, you're right, Hare Bitcha, who she's just the object. He's the one who's engaging in the transaction. And says the Trumas Hadeshen, he paskins like the Ramban and the Ritva. What does the Trumas Hadeshen say? He says that in Kiddushin, you write Hare Bitcha Mukudeshesli. But in Gerushin, you write Hare At Mutaris Lechol Adam. Because in Kiddushin, the father's the Iker and he's the Baldover. But in Gerushin, the father is merely a shliach and a yad yaserasa, and she's the ikar baldover. So the Trumas Hadeshen, he doesn't quote the Ramban and the Ritva here. I don't know if he had a copy of the Ramban and the Ritva here, but he figures out the same logic and makes a similar chiluk. So we'll just point out that the Trumas Hadeshen chilek legabe. I apologize how atrocious my handwriting is. Legabe Halashon. I know you can't read that. It says Trumas Hadeshen Chilek Legabe Halashon. Trumas Hadeshen continues. He doesn't quote the Ramban and the Ritva. Continues the Derech Ramban and the Ritva and says there's a fundamental difference in the Av's role in Gerushin and the Av's role in Kiddushin. In Gerushin, he's the Shliach. So you write every Atmoteris Kabbal Adam because it's really between you and her. He's just helping out. In Kiddushin, he's the Baldover. So you write Hare Bitcha Mekudeshesli because he's the one you are transacting with. Okay, the Tosos and our Sugya is a little funny. Tosos and our Sugya rescues the idea, keeps the idea that the father is a Shaliach. However, Tosos says the father is a Shaliach. However, he's like neither the Meiri nor the Ramban and the Ritva. The Meiri says the father is the Baldover, and if he agrees, that's called Das. The Ramban and the Ritva by Gerushin says the father is a Shaliach, and if he agrees, that's called Balkar. The Tosfos says the father's a shliach, but if he agrees, that's called das. It's only if he doesn't agree that it's called a baal karcha. So Tosfos, I think, is clearly on the side of the av being a shliach, but he's not. You would think that according to Tosfos, once he admits the av is a shliach, then even if the av agrees, that's still called baal karcha. Because the Av is a Shliach, and the Baldover is not agreeing. Apparently, Tosfos thinks that no. Apparently, Tosfos thinks that, let's just say also Tosfos, says Tosfos, where am I going to stick this in? Okay, we'll stick it in here. We'll make a little star. Says Tosos in Gittin, he says no. The Av is a Shaliach, but if the Av agrees, that's called Midas. So he's the Shaliach, but his Das counts as Das. It's a bit of a funny pshat. Like I would prefer him to say the Av's a Baldover and his Das counts as Das, or the Av's a Shaliach and his Das counts as Balkarcha. Tosos here is somewhat in between. He says the Av is Shliach, but his Das counts as Das, meaning it's only because he can receive a get against his will. If he had received the get willingly, that would be called Das. If he's the Shliach, why, if he agrees, that call me Das? Why don't we say if he agrees, that's called Bal Karcha? That's the one thing that's a little unclear in Tosos here. It could be that either Tosos says that the Das of a Shliach is always called Das, because Shlucho Shladen Kamoso, and there's a general rule that the Das of a Shliach is called a Das. That's probably the best shot. Then he thinks either there's a general rule the Das of a Shliach is called a Das against everyone else's assumption that the Das of a Shliach is called Bal Karcha if the original person does not agree, or maybe he thinks the special rule by a father and daughter, that he's the kind of shliach who gets to determine the das on her behalf. But in any case, we have this fundamental hakira. Let's just review saying the Abba Zabal Dover Selik Meiri, reject our Gemara. It's not hard to reject our Gemara, because our Gemara, this line is said by Abaye, who's wrong anyway. So it's no kunst to reject it. If you want to rescue our, and the truth is it could be that the other Rishonim also might agree we reject our Gemara. They're just explaining Abaye. But if you want to accept our Gemara, which calls the Av a Shliach, that means the Av is a Shliach, and she is the Baldover. If the Av is a Shliach, and she is a Baldover, then why does the Gemara in Kiddushin say it's not Balkarcha? Either fundamental distinction, Ramban and Ritva, Kiddushin is different than Gerushin, or technical point, in Kiddushin it's not called Balkarcha because she would agree, Shat 4, or in Kiddushin it's not called Balkarcha because the Shliach agrees, and Shluch HaShad and Kamoso, so the Das of a Shliach counts as the Das of a Shaleach, Shat 1, Tosos here. Okay, this I thought was a very, very important Hakira. It's really a Sugyan Daf Samach Dalid, and you know, if you went to Daf Samach Dalid in Beijing, went through all the Rishonim, you could fill in exactly who holds which Shita, and who holds one shita because of his lumda shita on Yad Yisersa, and who holds a shita just because of a different technical point. But this would be the basic lumdas that you would not change your mind about in that sugya. Three-way hakir about the role of an av. He's the baldover, he's the shliach, or fundamental distinction between gittin and kiddushin, which we find in the Shumas Hadesh and the Gabi Galoshin Aget, and I think is based, even though they don't say it, on the story on Daf Mem Dalar Man Aleph at the end in Kiddushin, where Ish Lakish said, Beyotzah Haisa means they have to be mamish the same, and no one listened to him and said, you silly Ish Lakish, they're not mamish the same. They're just similar in some ways. Okay, so much for Daf Chaf Aleph Man Aleph. If there's no more questions, we will go on. So here's your chance to ask questions. Okay, you just lost your chance. Chaf Aleph on the base. Actually, the last line of Chaf Aleph on the Aleph says the Gemara. Allah, Allah, Shal Zayas, etc. Mish, what does the Gemara say? You can write on the hand of an Eved and then give her the Eved. You can write on the horn of a cow and give her the cow. Bish, Lama Yad, the Eved, Lo Efshal, the Mikzi. It doesn't say, however, what does it say? The Mishnah is Medayik. Write on the hand of an Eved and give her the whole Eved. Write on the horn of a cow and give her the whole cow. It doesn't say just give her the hand or just give her the horn. Granted, the hand of an Eved, you can't, it's obvious why you have to give her the Eved. You can't chop off the hand of an Eved because you're not allowed to, not for getting reasons. Just for ben al-Havera reasons, you're not allowed to chop off the hand of an Eved. L'chora, Rashi, and Nashe is the Eved of Shaykh, and Mitzvos, there's an Isra Chavala, Rashi's, I think, trying to explain that even if the Eved lets you, and even if in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the Eved says, yeah, go ahead, chop off my hand, I don't need it anyway, it's still usher to chop off the Eved's hand, because since the Eved is Chayiv and Mitzvos, he's considered Achicha, and the Isra of the Isra Chavala is that even if there's no rent on L'Chaveiro, even if you pay him $1 million and it's worth it to chop off his hand, you still can't chop off his hand. Okay, so the Eved, you can't chop off his hand.
What's the Hava mean?
So what I wanted to say within Rashi is, the Hava Mina is that if you paid him and he agreed, maybe there's a Hava Mina in Rashi, maybe Rashi is a Hava Mina. Why can't you chop off his hand? You can't chop off his hand because Ben on the Chavero. But if he agreed, what if you pay him a lot of money and it's worth it? Maybe you could chop off his hand. So that's why Rashi is saying, no, since he's a Chicha Ben Mitzvos, then there's a lav, and even if he agrees, you still can't chop off his hand. I think that's what Rashi's trying to say.
Okay. And if you were a guy and he would agree, you would.
The diak from Rashi would be that if he's a guy, then at least if he agrees, you'd be allowed to chop off his hand. You know, that if you offered him enough money and it was worth it, you'd be allowed to chop off his hand. Okay, sounds a little funny to us, but it's possible. Right, like people selling their organs. Except that this is, you know, a very chashuv organ. So maybe, I don't know, that seems to be the diak in Rashi. Okay, you could have said you can't chop off anyone's hand, but since Rashi is to throw in this part of achicha b'mitzvos, or shayach b'mitzvos, means achicha b'mitzvos, so that, and he has to bring a proof, since the evidence yotzei b'rashi evar, and that proves there's something wrong with chopping off his hand. Lech ora, this is a very difficult Rashi, very dense Rashi. All the Achronim go crazy about this Rashi. The Rav here also discussed Rashi, but we'll leave Rashi for now. Bottom line, you can't chop off the Evan's hand. That is the Alakal Maisa. So you can't chop off the Evan's hand. But the horn of a cow, of course you can chop off the horn of a cow. What's wrong with that? So why not just chop off the horn of the cow and give her the horn of the cow? But the Mishnah is Vidayik. You can't chop off the horn of the cow. You have to give her the whole cow. No, the Torah says because of anasa, meaning it has to only be missing ksiva and asina. At the time you do the ksiva, it has to only need the asina. But if you chop off the horn of the cow, then that shows that when you do the ksiva, you needed ksitsa unasina. And therefore it's pasul. Therefore you have to just do asina the cow, not ksitsa unasina, and you can't chop off the horn. Okay, that is the halacha l'maisa. The big machlokas here is where to draw the line in terms of that, right? Tosas quotes from the Bahag, that the Bahag says that if you want to give a get, make sure to cut the, the paper to the right, or the cloth to the right size before you write the get, because you can't cut the cloth after you write the get, because that would be a problem of Mechusar Ktsitsa of Ksiva Ktsitsa Unasina. And the big machlokas is this true or not? All the Rishonim, many Rishonim bring down the machlokas, everyone has their opinion. We'll just mention the main sides. The main sides are Tosos quotes the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Shemaya, Harav Rabbi Shemaya, Bepe Rusho, the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Shemaya. The Rush instead quotes Rashi himself, right? Rabbeinu Shemaya was the star Talmud of Rashi. So the Rush quotes Rashi himself, where Tosos quotes Rashbam and Rabbeinu Shemaya, versus who's on the other side? On the other side, we have the story of Yitzchak Rabbi Yonachan. On the other side, we have Rabbeinu Tam, Bechein Rabbeinu Tam HaYomachmir, and L'chor the Ri, because Ha-Ri, Maisi Raya, L'Peirush, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Behag, and many others. So here we have basically three opinions. What's the three practical opinions to what does this problem of Mechusar Ktsitsa apply? Three practical opinions. What are the three practical opinions? So, well, let's start with this. Says the Rashbam and Rabbi Yishmaya and the Rush in the name of Rashi, right? It's a little controversial, right? Where does Rashi go here? They say that it only refers to mechuber to oker dover migidulo, only first the cutting off part of a plant growing in the ground or a live animal, right? Davkam balichayim ober mechuber lekarka she oker dover migidulo. Davka. Oker dover migidulo. Such as mechuber lekarka or bal chai, a live animal, as opposed to the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam and the Behag, who says nope, it applies even to talush. Such as klaf, even to a davar talush, such as klaf. Okay, each of them can have a raya from the continuation of our Gemara. Each of them can have a raya from the continuation of our Gemara, and they do. That's what Tosa discusses, how to be doka the rayas back and forth. What are the two rayas from our Gemara? One is, if you look a little later in our Gemara, at the end of the third to last line, if you write it on the flower pot, on the pot of an otzitz nakov, I mean, the cheres is the otzitz, you write on the actual flower pot with the hole, that's fine, you just give her the whole flower pot. What's the implication? The implication is, give her the whole flower pot. Let me go back one second. If you look, the Ron points out here, not the one I gave you, the round of page later, which I meant to also put on, that if you look at Rashi in the second Rashi in Daf Chof Beis, he really sounds like what the Rush quotes. Shema yiktom ha'oleh, maybe you will pick the leaf and that'll be a problem with tzitza, but have yiktzitza mina mechuber, and it's tzitza from mechuber. Rashi sounds like it's only tzitza from mechuber that's a problem. Not ktsitsa from talush, right? So I don't think the Rush is making it up. It's weird that our Tosos doesn't have Masor from Rashi, just from his Talmidim. while the Russian's Masor from Rashi, but the Russian Masor from Rashi does have a firm basis, right? Because we'll say that this Masor from Rashi goes together with Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the second Rashi who says, Ktsitsa min ha-mechubar, implying that the problem is only mechubar and not tolish. Okay, what are each of the rishis in the Gemara? So we pointed out, the first line in the Gemara says, in the Cheres shel Otzit Nakov, Shakalei v'yaveli mi'alei, you give her the whole Cheres, implying that if you broke a piece off the flower pot, then it will be puzzle. So, here is one line in the Gemara which says, give me a second, what does it say? Deshakale v'yav le miale. Right, deshakale. The Yahiv Lei Nihalei, what does that imply? That implies that if you broke off a piece of cheres, it would be puzzle. You have to give her the whole cheres. You can't break off the cheres. So that works well with the Ri and Rebbeinu Tam. That's one of their big rayas. I mean, the Ri found another raya from Masechus Chulin, but the original raya of Rebbeinu Tam was Nicha, that it's Meduyak She'im. She bear hacheres puzzle. It's meduyik that if you broke the cheres, it'd be no good. It's only good if you give her the whole cheres, not if you break off a piece. And that's also meduyik in Rashi there. The last Rashi in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis says, and this is the stira in Rashi that bothers everyone, the shakalei lekuli atzitz ve'in kam chosher ktsitza ve'in lacha shema yishbar hacheres ve'yitin lacha ticha. We don't worry, he might break the cheres and give her a piece of cheres and that'll be a psul. Bavile ktsitza, and that would be a psul of ktsitza. So lemasle lo atzitz, not because no one's going to break a flower pot. It's just not common. But if it did happen, then it would be a problem. So we have to add Rashi here. Of course, you see we have a stira in Rashi. that Rashi says breaking the cheres is a problem. We'll come back to the stira in Rashi in a moment. But what does the Rashbam and Rebbeinu Shemaya say back to this raya? So I don't know what they say, but Tosfos answers well enough. Well, go back. Tosfos goes back and forth in terms of in terms of this, and the Rashba really answers this for them very clearly. He says, "How can you defend them? You just say that." It's lav davka. Really, you can even break the cheres. Why would it say lav davka? You have to give her the whole piece when really you could break the cheres. It's really for the next line. The next line says if you write it on the alishal atzitz nakov, on the leaf of the atzitz nakov. Remember, atzitz nakov is a flower pot with a hole, which is considered mechubar lekarka, as we discussed back on Dav Zayin. The Abaye Omar Kosher. Abaye says it's kosher. When Abaye says it's kosher, if you write on the leaf, that's obviously only if you give her the whole plant, not if you pick it off, because then you're picking off mechubar. So it was lav davka. It didn't mean you have to give her the whole flower pot and not break off the cheres. It was just for the next line of Abaye that if you write on the leaf, right, you have to give her the whole plant. So really, you can even break the cheres. The diok is only for the ole lefi Abaye. According to Abaye, he said you can write on the leaf, then you have to give her the whole plant, obviously, according to Abaye. Okay, so you could get out of that. The deal sounds like breaking cheres would be a problem, but the Rashba defends the Rashbam Rebbeinu Shemaya. No, breaking cheres is not a problem. He doesn't mean you really have to give her the whole flower pot. He just means that in the next line, you have to give her the whole flower pot if you write it on the leaf, because breaking a leaf is a problem, because that's mechubar. Okay, what's the deuk the other way? The deuk the other way is that al ola shel otzitz nakov. We pass like Rava. Rava says pasul gzeira shema yiktom. Rava says gzeira shema yiktom. The atzitz nakov. If you write it on a leaf of an atzitz nakov, it's pasul gzeira shema yiktom. Okay, what's the diuk? The diuk is if it's an atzitz she'eino nakov, a flower pot without a hole, which is not considered mechuber lekarka, then it's no problem. That is the big diuk of the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Shemaya, right? That diuk is nicha because it's meduyak. Dibeino nakov ein psol. Then an ein nakov, there's no psol. It says atzut nakov. The diuk is, but if it's not nakov, then there'd be no problem. Why is there no problem if it's not nakov? Because if it's not nakov, it's tolush, and there's no problem in tolush. That's the sheet of the Rashbam. How is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and the Baha going to get out of this raya? So Tosos says one way, the Ramban is one way, not the end of the world. What does Tosos say? Tosos says, nope. Lav davka, v'hu hadin eino nakov. Lav davka. It's really the same whether it's nakov or eino nakov. If you pick it, that's a problem of mechusar ptitsa. So why does it say nakov? So Tosa says two theories what the chiddush of nakov is. Maybe to teach you that abaye is matter even in nakov, or maybe to teach you that even though in an utz it's nakov, for reasons that we'll get to a little later, you have to pick it up and be mafzik the yanika. That's not called ptitsa. And the Ramban gives a different answer. The Ramban says, because it is davka. But even ain't no nakov is puzzle if you're kotein. So why does it say there's only a problem with nakov if you know even ain't no nakov is a problem when you are kotein? But there's no gzeira. Rava said there's a gzeira. Even if you give her the whole flower pot, there's a gzeira you might pick the leaf. The gzeira you pick the leaf of only is an atzus nakov. There's no gzeira in an atzus she'eno nakov. If midoraisa atzus nakov and atzus she'eno nakov are the same, and one is just as bad as the other, and it's a psul daraisa if you pick it, why would they only be gozer on nakov and not on eino nakov? So Rabban explains the way gzeiras drabanan work is they're gozer with a low plug on certain categories, and therefore, they were gozer on the category of mechuber and not the category of talush, even though there's no logical reason that's their gzeira work. Basically, what the Ramban says is that he's defending Rabbeinu Tam. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam, not just defending. The psul of mechusar ktsitsa applies even to talush, but the gzeira of Rava that we're afraid you might do ktsitsa only applies to mechuber. Because when they made their gzeira, they only made a gzeira on things that people were commonly, cut. Which is mechuber and not things people didn't commonly cut like tolush. Okay, could be. So easily saying like Rashbam's right about the gzeira. They only made the gzeira on mechuber lekarka. Okay, but that's because that's the more common case. They didn't make the gzeira on tolush because it's not a common case. Gzeira is dependent on the common case, but midoraisa it's the same. Okay, here we have our two opinions. Now the problem is Rashi, because Rashi in the Rush and Rashi Nafchav Bezam and Aleph sound like the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Shemaya. And it would make sense, Rashi, would give the Rabbeinu Shemaya that it only applies to Davar Mechuber. But Rashi on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis at the bottom, which is really only two Dibur Masels before the one of Daf Chaf Beis, is very clear that breaking the Cheres is a problem. It says, don't worry, the guy might break the Cheres, because people won't break flower pots. They're worth money. But it sounds like planters, flower pots. Planters better than the flower pot, perhaps. People don't break planters. They're worth money. But it sounds like if you did break the Cheres, it would be a problem. So here we have a stira in Rashi. How do we resolve the stira in Rashi? So the Karban Asanel asked this stira in Rashi and said, it must be that Rashi's really like the Rashbam. And Rashi didn't really mean there's a problem fundamentally if you break a piece of pottery from the planter, a cheres from the otzitz. Rather, Rashi just meant there's a gzeira d'rabbanan. Since the otzitz has cherev and ole, it has a leaf and a cheres, and picking the leaf is a problem, midrabanan, there it goes on the cheres, because it might be confused with the ole. So he basically says that this Rashi, who sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, is only a specific zera drabanan in one case, and he really doesn't hold that way. So how do we resolve the stira? It only applies to mechuber and to planters, because since planters hold plants in them, they can be confused with mechuber and midrabanan. That's the Karban Asanel's answer. I thought that you could give, and then I found the Stipler gives this answer, a better defense of Rashi. I thought you could give a better defense of Rashi, and that has to do with the Chakira as to what's the Svar of the Rashbam in the first place. So let us, let's remember what Rashi says and move on. Here we have the Rashbam. What is the Svaras Rashbam? What is the Svar of the Rashbam? So one way of understanding the Svar of the Rashbam is one way based on Maisa. What do you mean based on the Maisa? Cutting off something that's attached to the ground or to a living being is called a Maisa Ktsitsa. Cutting off something that's not organic in the same way is not called an important Maisa, right? One way of understanding the Rashbam is that, is that only Ktsitsa min hamechuber or min hachai is nikra a maisa tzitza, but stam cutting, chaticha stam, eina maisa chashuva. Okay, you understand, but I cut something off a living being, that's a more chashuv maisa. So that's called tzitza. After all, let's just reduct you ad absurdum. What if I'm writing the get? Okay, let's. All right, I write the get on a piece of on a table, and then I have to give it to the woman. But if it's on a table, then it should be puzzle because you need ksiva and hagbaha and nesina. You need to pick it up off the table before you give it to her. So why isn't that a problem? That because of a nasan, and not because of higbi of a nasan. The answer is obvious. That's a stupid suggestion because that's not an important maisa. That's not significant. It's only a significant maisa if I do what, I don't know, there's a getter in halacha of a significant maisa. What's the getter of significant maisa? Cutting off something for a live animal. That's significant maisa. Cutting off something from the ground is a significant maisa. Otherwise, it's not a significant maisa. Maybe that's one way of explaining the Rashbam. If so, that's not going to help us so much. But another way of explaining the Ramban is based on the Cheftza. It's not that you can't do a maisa in between ksiva and nesina. It's just that you can't change the cheftza between ksiva and nesina. It has to be the cheftza of ksiva, has to be the cheftza of nesina. And what do we say? We say that ktsitsa min hamechubar o min hachai equals a equals a new chefta. That's a different chefta. But chaticha stam, when you cut something, is not a new chefta. For example, the Bahag's case. If I have a piece of paper and I cut it in half, that's not a new chefta. Paper is paper. If I have a piece of wood and I saw it in half, that's not a new chefta. Wood is wood. If I have a branch that's not attached to the ground, and I pick off one leaf, that's not a new chefza. Leaves are leaves, branches are branches. It's only a new chefza if I have something attached to the ground and I disattach from the ground, that's a different chefza. It used to be part of the ground, and now it is a piece of wood. If I have a horn of a cow, it used to be part of a living animal, and now it's dead matter. The Ritva implies that. When the Ritva brings down the Shita, the Rashbam, and Bina Shemaya, one of the things he says is, it used to be chai, and now it's mace. That's a significant change. So maybe the difference is in terms of the chefza. If the difference in terms of the chefza, says the Stipler here, then you can understand Rashi. Picking something off the ground is a change in the chefza. It used to be part of the ground, and now it is just this, its object in and of itself. Cutting something off a live animal is a change in the chefza. It used to be part of an animal, and now it's just dead meat or dead horn. However, cutting something stam is usually not a change in the chefza. But sometimes, cutting something tolish can be called a change in the chefza, maybe according to Rashi. In what case? If I have a plant that's not growing in the ground and I cut it in half, that's not a change in the chefza. It was a disattached plant, and now it's two smaller disattached plants. Cutting a klop in half is not change the chefta. It used to be a big cloth, now it's a small cloth. However, breaking a kliferes, that's a change in the chefta, right? Open up the chumash. What bigger change there in the chefta than a broken kliferes? It used to be a kliferes, and now it is a gistra. Now it's just a pottery shard, right? That's the muscle we always use, right? That kecheres hanishbar, right, is basically like killing. Right? It used to be, that's why when we want to talk about the ephemerality of human life, the fragility of our existence, we say in the Sanatokev, Kecheres HaNishbar, right? Which is something that used to be something and now is no longer anything. It is very much like changing from alive to dead. It's not, meaning biologically, chemically, it's not a very hush of Maisa, meaning the Maisa of breaking pottery in half is no different than the Maisa of sawing a piece of wood in half. But it's very different. When you saw a piece of wood in half, it's still a chefta, a piece of wood. When you break a klicheres, and really even more so than other kalim, no other kalim have to be broken in the chumash. So even if you break a piece of a metal kli, I'm not sure if that's such a new chefta. You just weld it back together. But if you break a klicheres, that's a new chefta, and maybe that's an answer to the stira in Rashi. So if we want to explain the answer to the stira, if Rashi really holds like the Rashbam, like the Rush quotes him, like he implies in Afkhav Beis, so why does he think breaking the utzitz is considered a problem? One answer is it's only a problem because the utzitz might be confused with that grows in the utzitz midrabanan, that's the carbon asano. But I think a more lundish answer is because he's not really differentiating in terms of the maisa. Are you cutting life or are you just cutting? No, he's distinguishing in terms of the chefza. Are you changing the chefza completely or are you just modifying the chefza? And usually only live things that are attached to the ground or that are animals, if you cut off part of it, is a change in the chefta. But sometimes even a dead talush thing could be a fundamental change in the chefta, such as cheretz hanishbar. If you break a kli cheretz, that is an entirely different chefta than it used to be. And then based on this, we could say, nicha, the stira in Rashi. Again, this is not my vart. This is the, it is my var. I thought of it before I saw it in the Stipler. But the Stipler wrote it before I thought of it. He's older and wiser than me. And the Kilos Yaakov says this, especially says, based on that line in the Ritva, where he says, when you change from mace to chai, that's a real change in the chefta. That's a problem of mechusar tzitza. He says, cheres hanishbar is like mace to chai, even though cutting a cloth in half or other types of cuts or breaking a branch in half is not a change in the chefta. So if you take the second way of understanding the Rashbam, then I think you can answer the Stira in Rashi in a way that's more fundamental and more, a little more nicha than the Karbon Asano. The Karbon Asano admits his pshat.
That a kind of Shinui Hashem?
It's like I would say it's parallel to Shinui Hashem. Yes.
Is it like in Hilchos Zeila Baba Kama, if there's a Shinui Hashem?
That's a great question. I would like to say yes. I would like to say yes. You know, I'm not sure if I'm 100% committing myself that it's exactly the same, but I would like to say yes. I would like to say that's a good comparison. Okay, there is, by the way,
Rashi still says the problem is that's min mechubar, no? He still uses that language.
No, so Rashi says the language is mechubar, and what I'm claiming is that min hamechubar, yes, he still says min hamechubar. Why do you say min hamechubar? To differentiate between. And I think the reason he says, okay, let's have the context. The context in which he says mechumina mechubar is gufa in this previous screen to differentiate between the shita of the Rashbam versus the shita of the Tosfos and the Ramban about Eino Nakov. What he's saying is only Nakov, which is mechubar, is a problem. Eino Nakov is not a problem because it's not mechubar. But what I'm claiming in Rashi, and you could like it or you could not like it, obviously, is that he's saying mechubar is a problem, einu mechubar is not a problem, such as atzitz she'einu nakov. Within the atzitz, the difference between mechubar and einu mechubar. But it's not that mechubar is the geder. Mechubar is just the heichi timtza within atzitzim. Within atzitzim, mechubar is a shinui chefza, shinui Hashem, and einu mechubar is not a shinui Hashem. And that's the context. The context clearly is hinting at why you have brought in nakov versus einu nakov here. He doesn't say that, but it's obvious that's what he's hinting at. But what I'm claiming in Rashi is that you could be broader than that. Shmuel, if you want a different pshat that matches your diuk, I saw in the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel, he says a more mechudish pshat. He actually says that a cheres nakov is called mechubar, because since cheres is made of afar, and it's connected to the Ufer by Yanika, therefore it's part of the ground, and then everything's hunky-dory, Shalom al Yisrael. If you're willing to accept that Chiddush, which we discussed a little in Daf Zayin, then you could say that Derech as well. So now we have three answers for Rashi. Great. Let me just point out there's a third way to understand the Rashbam. The third way to understand the Rashbam is based on the Ramban's question. What's the Ramban's question? The Ramban asks, the Ramban says, hold on a second. All the other sugyas of Mechusar, X, Bain, Y, Lazi, and Shas are not where you decided to do X between Y and Z. It's where at the time you did Y, you had no choice but to do X before you did Z. Meaning, he's saying, look at the Lashon. Mechusar means Mechusar. It's missing. It needs to happen. And then he has the following kasha. He has a problem. Why is there a psul if you cut off the horn of the cow? You didn't need to cut off the horn of the cow. It says before in the Mishnah, you could have given her the whole cow. How is this mechusar, the lashon of mechusar? Mechusar means, what is mechusar? It's necessary. It's missing. You have to do it. You can't live without it. How is it mechusar tzitza in the case of the cow? It's not mechusar tzitza. You have a choice whether or not to cut it off. So why does the Gemara say it's a psul mechusar tzitza? Every mechusar tzitza in Shas is, you had to do something, therefore it's a psul, because you had to do something before you did the final thing you need to do. Right? I'm doing Y, since I can't do Z without doing X first, that's mechusar X being Y with Z. But over here, it's not mechusar. You have a choice, it's optional. How can you say an optional act is mechusar? That doesn't make any sense. That's the Ramban's question. The Ramban hints, not hints, he says very, very pithily, the Ramban and the Ran say very pithily at one point, defend the Ramban. There could be a third, defend the Rashbam, there could be a third way of defending the Rashbam, which is based on the idea of Mechusar. What does Mechusar mean? It means it's only psal if you need, it's only psal if Bishas Tziva, you needed to do Tzitza. In which case, how could you defend the Rashbam in this third way? You would have to say like this. Pasul rak im bishas ksiva haya mechusar ktsitsa mamish. Only if you're mamish, it was necessary to do ktsitsa after ksiva. If so, then how does this help the Rashbam? Here, you have to nivchak a little. You have to say like this. You have to say that the Gemara, the next Mishnah says that you can't give a get from Chubur Lakarka. And here we get a little chicken and egg that we'll discuss in the next shiur. Is the problem of Chubur that's Mechusar Ktsitsa or the problem of Mechusar Ktsitsa that it's Mechubur? Let's assume there's an independent problem of Mechubur, such as the Yerushalmi says Mechubur is not called Sefer, or there are many other opinions what the problem of Mechubur is. Let's assume Mechubur is Pasul, as Tosa says here, that if you want to give her the Atzitz Nakov, you have to make sure it's not Mechubur anymore. Right? Mechubur is a psul. So if Mechubur, again, the rest of what I'm saying is not going to work with Tosos. Tosos is not within the Rashbam. But let's assume there's a psul of Mechubur. Ah, then if something is Mechubur, it's Mechusar Ktsitsa. You can't give a Torah Mechubur because Mechubur is psul for Gittin. And Mechubur Lekarka is psul for Gittin. Since Mechubur Lekarka is psul for Gittin, it's Mechusar Ktsitsa. So then you would say that Min HaTorah Rak Mechubur, only Mechubur Lekarka is possible, Minatorah. Minatorah, only Mechubur Lekarka is possible. Misham, the Mechusar, Tzitza, Mamish. Right, so really, for example, if I cut the piece of paper, that wasn't Mechusar Tzitza, I didn't have to cut the piece of paper. If I, you know, saw a piece of wood in half, that's not Mechusar Ktsitsa. I didn't have to saw the piece of wood. But if I write it on a tree branch, that's Mechusar Ktsitsa, because I had to saw off the branch. Because I can't give it to her if it is Mechubur. Then what do you have to add? And this is the Ramban of the Rid. In one line, the Ramban of the Ran here, make a suggestion. And this makes it a little dachuk, shot in the Rashbam. What could you add? You could just add, plus, midrabanan Gazru al Balichayim Atu Mechubur Lekarka. You just have to say that really the psul is only by a tree growing in the ground. So that's mamish mechusar. You can't give it to her, but at the time you write it, you can't give it to her without chopping it, because you can't give her a get until you chop it off the ground. Right? Right? I mean, how do you give her a get? Maybe it's not a sefer, maybe it's not called biyada, if you, it's not something you can put in a hand. Okay, we'll get to it. And therefore, midoraisa, the psul is only, excuse me, midoraisa, the psul is only on things growing in the ground. However, since for other areas of halacha, a live animal is compared to something growing in the ground, like for example, for the dinim of avodah zarah, we consider a live animal to be mechubar and not talush, and for other areas of halacha, live animals like mechubar and not talush. After all, a live animal is not mekabel tumah like mechubar, it's not neser mishum avodah zarah like mechubar. Many areas of halacha, a live animal is considered mechubar for shechita, according to most rishonim, a live animal's pasul for shechita, not to shecht it, to use it as the knife, because it is mechubar and not talush. So therefore, midrabanan, they extended it from mechubar lekarka to Bali Chayim. Okay, so we have three ways of explaining the story of the Rashbam. One is only killing something and disattaching from the ground or from a live animal is considered a chash of maisa. Otherwise, it's not a big maisa, it's not ktsitsa. Or two, only if you change the chefza and only killing something or, you know, taking something off of life or off of being attached to the ground is a real different chefza. In which case, we could defend Rashi by saying that maybe bringing a kli cheres is also a change of chefza. Or, no, it's only if it is mechusar. Only something that needed to be detached, that it was necessary to detach, is a psol. And growing in the ground was necessary to detach. Tolish is not necessary to detach because you can just give it her without detaching. And even though the horn of an animal, you could give her without detaching it. For that matter, an utzitz nukuv, you can give her without detaching. Since it is similar to something growing in the ground, it's pasul midrabanan. Okay, I just want to, I see we're not going to be able to finish our discussion of this. I wanted to briefly discuss some of the other issues, but okay, if not for connectivity issues, I think we've gotten to it. We'll have to continue. There's a gazillion details in the Rishonim here about this mechusar ktsitsa, and at a certain point, it just becomes a gazillion details that there's no way to organize well. So I'm just going to briefly finish this discussion. Amir Tzashem next year on Thursday, and we will go on and Amir Tzashem get to hopefully the end or near the end of the Chof Aleph Amid Beis in the next year. So I will see you, Amir Tzashem, on Thursday.
Okay, like I ask you all the time, how far did you get?
Well, obviously I'm in the middle of number two. And here it's like a little tricky. I definitely got through the first line and the second line. And I definitely, okay, there are six lines in number two. I got to lines one and two. I didn't get to lines four, five, and six. And I discussed some things and not other things in line three. So I say I'm in the middle of the third line of part two. Great. Could have said that much more quickly. Yes, Isaac.
This last explanation that you just gave for the Rashbam, that would fit well with what the Korban and Tana wanted to claim within Rashi?
That would, I mean, I think any explanation could fit with what the Korban and Tana wanted to claim within Rashi. All the Korban and Tana wanted to say is that Rashi means the exact same as the Rashbam, that it's only something attached to the ground or alive, and that we're gozer on planters, because since they hold plants, they can easily be confused with things growing in the ground. But I mean, you say because he has a gzera and we have a gzera. Yeah, it could fit, but they're parallel gzeras, but I don't think they're totally habaha, because he's saying we're gozer on something that holds something attached to the ground. What the Ramban and the Ran are suggesting, they don't like it. They're just suggesting it very briefly and move on, is we're gozer on things that grow similar to things that grow in the ground. So they're parallel zeros, but it's not totally habaha. You could say both. You could say either. You could say neither. Okay. But there's a parallel.
The earlier diuk you said in Rashi is about a non-Jew being able to just cause his arm or something like that. Jews are not balas on their bodies, but Goyim are.
Look, it's a good question. I don't have a ton to work off here. I'm just working off this Rashi, right? So I'm not saying whether everyone else agrees with the Rashi. But right. According mm-hmm. to this Rashi, it would seem to right. flow from this Rashi that that there is bilus on a guy's body, because Rashi seems to imply that if he wasn't shaykh b'mitzvos, if he was a guy instead of an eved, then there would be a heter. So well, what you have to say is all of our nice explanations about how you're not bilum over your own body is only for people who are chayv and mitzvos. But if you're not chayv and mitzvos, right. then it's different, which philosophically makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, don't publish
it. If you're shaykh and mitzvos, then you're Hashem's, then really everything is on some transcendent level, and you don't have normal bilus. Mm-hmm. If you're not chayv and mitzvos, you live in the level mm-hmm. of earthly materialism, and in the level of earthly materialism, mm-hmm. you certainly do have bilus on your body. Meaning, if you ask, mm-hmm. what I'm saying is this: if you ask a secular moral philosopher, he would probably tell you, mm-hmm. avada, there's bilus on bodies, and you can buy them and sell them and chop them up, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And if you ask a religious philosopher, he would say, no way, it's all transcendent. So I think what Rashi's saying here is that if you're shaykh mitzvahs, you go with the religious philosopher. If you're not shaykh mitzvahs, you go with the secular philosopher. That's
so
my read of Rashi.
Are non-Jews allowed to commit suicide?
So that's impossible to say, because it's a mafurish drasha from Parshas Noach that they're not, right? So that becomes tricky, I admit. That becomes tricky. Ach is dimchem l'nafshos seichem edrosh.
Balas.
Is in Parshas Noach about non-Jews?
It's a little bit of balas.
What? So it's a good question. I thought I once saw someplace, someone wanted to tell me that a non-Jew is allowed to commit suicide, and that the pasuk, even though it's written by Noach, was only talking about Bnei Yisrael. That's obviously very dachuk. So I hear your taina. I think Rav Schechter does have a discussion of this in the Ginas Egos. That's what I'm thinking of. I have to check that out. So I don't know. I think Rav Schechter had the discussion about suicide for non-Jews in the Ginas Egos. I don't remember. That's Rav Schechter's third sefer of Chidushim. I don't remember what his maskana was. But Pashas, of course, a non-Jew can't commit suicide because it's in Pashas Noach. And then you have a kash on me, Joel, unless you want to be mechalek between right. life versus limb. It could be that there's a difference between life versus limb. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll have to say, right. even though I admit right. it's a little dark. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day, everybody. Okay.
Yeah, I would be forced to say the same thing, but that's in Bedachar. You too. Thank you.